Morning, Pop.
Morning, Flora.
Morning, Cliff.
Morning.
Well, where's Baker?
Well, he's down at the fishing hole as usual, I reckon.
Yeah, I should have known it. Well, thanks a lot. I'll find him all right.
Lost Discs Radio.
What's she so huffy about?
She's just acting like a woman.
Here on the planet.
Swamp country, where the alligators crawl. Many a man has walked right in and never come out at all. Out of that swamp country, where a man can find his worth when he's all alone and he's on his own in the land of the trembling earth. Swamp country, a place called the Okefenokee, where the quicksand lies before your eyes and the people seldom joke about that swamp country, where a man can find his work when he's all alone and he's on his own in the land of the trembling earth. There may be many stories that never will be told, for no one knows the secrets that the ebony waters hold. Back in that swamp country, where the panther stalks its prey, where the cottonmouths hide and the gators glide silently on their way. Back in that swamp country, where a man can find his work when he's all alone and he's on his own in the land of the trembling earth, in the land of the trembling earth, in the land of the trembling.
The incredible sounds of Baker Knight kicking off the show tonight for the Lost Discs radio program. Folks, you're digging it tonight on October 21st of 2005. And, well, this is Jim E. Knight. I'm sitting in here with you tonight. And there's no punishment intended there. But what's happening, see, is we're kicking off the show with Baker Knight because yet another tragedy. You know, another of our pop icons has fallen away from us now, and this may be the most obscure of the pop icons. Okay, this is the most obscure of the tragedies to happen. Now, frankly, I'm exhausted. I am completely tired. I can't do this. I can't do these disaster shows anymore. You know, you got the hurricane. You got Olivia Newton-John's boyfriend. You got Pat Robertson telling you you should just go ahead and kill people. Why not? You know, because of God and stuff. And then you got another hurricane, you know, and then you've got people you got the whole Michael Ketter problem. You've got Bob Denver. You've got Don Adams. And you've got the guy from the cow sales that we can't find. You've got Fats Domino up on a roof somewhere looking for something to eat. And now it's come around to this guy, Baker Knight. Okay, well, who am I talking about? This guy was a rockabilly guy out of the late 50s. Turns out he had a pretty big career as a songwriter. He was a really sort of behind-the-scenes guy. He wrote a lot of songs for people, including his biggest known song would be Lonesome Town. You know that song, Chesty? You know that song?
Sure.
The place called... Sing it. Lonesome Town... You know, where there's nobody there, because we don't even know if it exists, because if there's nobody there, how would you know? But anyway, so he wrote that Lonesome Town for Ricky Nelson, big hit in the late 50s there. He wrote stuff that Elvis recorded and Frank Sinatra recorded and all these people recording. And he tried to have a solo career on his own, but it didn't quite pan out in a lot of ways. He never could have a hit on his own. But the closest thing he ever came to a hit was a thing, in fact, that we've already played on this very program. It's a thing off the Decca Records label. Now, we're going to spin both sides of it here for you tonight. And, as a matter of fact, it was thanks to our college intern, Chesty, who about 2 years ago came across this record by Baker Knight and the Nightmares. You see what I'm saying? And, of course, it's Knight, spelled K-N-I-G-H-T. And the Nightmares, spelled K-N-I-G-H-T-M-A-R-E, you know, the whole thing of it. And there's no relation. You know, people have been emailing into the program all week with their condolences, and they're saying, you know, wow, you know, the tragedy finally struck home. You know, it's not funny anymore. What are you going to do, you know? Listen, I'm not trying to be funny, first of all. Number two, it never was funny. Number three, there's no relation between Baker Knight and myself, okay? Jimmy Knight, right? Baker Knight. It's two completely different gene pools. So far as I know. So anyway, folks, we don't know how propagation is in your area. So before we get into all this Baker Knight action tonight, which, yes, we're going to, for the first half hour at least, we're going to pay tribute to this man, I guess, and his songwriting. Oh, matter of fact, here comes Dr. Doc Brown to, help me to continue to elucidate. Chesty, I'm going to elucidate. Where? Here is he.
Ooh, elucidate.
Well, people are in the house. All right, Dr. Doc Brown has stopped off at the fridge, so I'm going to give you the email address, folks. It's lost@wbcq.us. And I want you to dig this action, man. Exclusively right off the Decca Records label 45. It is Baker Knight and the Nightmares tonight. Gotta bring my Cadillac back.
I woke up this morning about 5:45. I found myself in a terrible fix. My baby was gone and my Cadillac too. Now, won't you tell me what I'm gonna do? Well, I'm looking high and I'm looking low. Where in the world did that woman go? I gotta find my baby and bring her back home. She ran off with my Cadillac. She said she loved me, said she always would. But she left me for a cat named Robin Hood. He had a dark green suit with a feather in his hat. He wasn't nothing but a real cool cat. Well, I'm looking high and I'm looking low. Where in the world did that woman go? I gotta find my baby and bring her back home. She ran off with my Cadillac. I'd take the Cadillac. Well, I'm looking high and I'm looking low. Where in the world did that woman go? I gotta find my baby and bring her back home. She ran off with my Cadillac.
Six guitar strings, a sack of Bull Durham, and I don't think that's gonna get me past the front house.
It's Jimmy Knight.
It's Baker Knight.
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 Last night she told me that we were through. Said she was leaving for someone new. And I cried, I cried all night long. sky. Oh, why did she leave me? Where did she go? She knows I'll miss her. I love her so. Oh, I cried.
The B-side, man, originally put out on the Kit Records label out of Tennessee, and there it is off the Decca 45, man. No
the
kidding
Decca
about
45.
That. Yeah, the incredible sounds of Baker Knight. It's on. Your microphone is on.
Is that Decca with a C or a K?
I'm afraid it's with two C's.
But pronounced like a K.
No, Decca with two C's, like discs with a C. For the radio show tonight, so far on the email, the only guy in is Rabishu. Rabishu in West Texas, getting an extremely huge, clear, killer signal tonight on 7415 kilohertz on his shortwave radio. Folks, we are also on 5110, that's 5110 kilohertz. And if you want to collect one of our brand new, fantabulous QSL cards, yes, Chesty, our college intern, the one with the exhibitionist streak, has whipped up. Okay, I'm going to use the term whipped now, Doc. She has whipped up another QSL card that shows off a little bit of her, the reason that we call her Chesty. And it's specifically for, well, it's for WBCQ and for this program, the Lost Discs Radio Show. Folks, you email it in. It is lost@wbcq.us. And here comes one right now from good old Cosmic. Hey, yeah, good old Cosmic. He's saying hi, y'all, from everybody, and he's getting nothing on 7415. Yeah, neither are we, man. We haven't been getting anything all day on that. But he's getting us on 5110. Ah, dig it, dig it, dig it.
Okay. Yeah, I have an idea.
And hey, how about a howdy out to Jane? Howdy, Jane. Glad you're digging the rockabilly action. We've got lots more on deck. Go, Doc.
All right. We have the old record label contest, you know. You can go back and look at, right, and see the past winners.
On the website.
The past winners of past. Now,
true.
The reason we love to send out these new QSL cards is because we want people to listen, right? So we don't want to spoil the surprise of what the new one looks like, but is there any way we can maybe make an archive of Chesty's past QSL cards now that they're out of print?
I think that's a great idea.
You know?
Because you've got... well, they're very collectible now.
Especially with the ratings sweeps coming up.
The first QSL card that Chesty made for us showed off her legs. Okay? And we said, it's great, Chesty. And then someone said, yeah, but she's not called...
we don't call her legs.
We don't call her Gammy. You know? We call her Chesty. So could you... You know? And then one day, we're walking down the street, Doc, you and me. We come in the house from the Chinese place. Remember that day?
All right.
And we're coming in, and suddenly Chesty says... Hey, guys, and she throws this thing at us, right? She whips it across the room, right? And then that was the one where she was like, you know, there was like this whole thing with her chest and the cleavage and the phallic thing with the record needle and the whole thing of it. And then Alan Weiner gets a call from the government, and the government says, now look it, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know how far deep you're into this, but stop it, right? And he said, and if you don't stop it, we're going to move you up 5 KC, and you got to go from 5105 on your transmitter there up to 5110. Well, they did it. You know, it's all because of FEMA and the whole Republican administration. They said, get the hell off the frequency. You know, shortwave radio, we don't trust you. And we said, well, we don't trust you either, man. So, but we did it. And then they moved us up. And so we're on 5110. And then Chesty said, all right, I'll do it. I'll get you a new card. And so we got the new one. So I think it's great.
What's going to happen now?
What we'll do, Doc, is we'll do it. We'll take...
Because this one is even more risque than any of the other ones we've ever seen.
We'll scan in the old ones and we'll put them up on the website for a special archive if people want to see them. You go to our website. How do you go to our website, Doc? And you don't say Google because it doesn't work anymore. Have you tried it?
What?
It doesn't take it to our page when you say Google anymore.
Oh, come on.
I
dare you.
It won't work.
All right. Why not?
We'll talk about it later.
Is it the government?
Give them the exact... Yes. It's FEMA.
All right. It's www.
What?
No, there's no www.
No,
there's no HTTP.
Oh, God. Just...
It's Lost Discs Radio...
Show.
Show.tripod.com.
Right. And you cannot put www's in front of it because Tripod has like an error problem
about it. All right. Don't type in Lost Discs Radio as three separate words anymore. No. Just type them all in as one word. Lost Discs Radio as one word. I guarantee you hit Google and it'll do it.
You have to hit the word show.
No,
in
it'll
there.
Do it. It'll find it.
It doesn't go. Hey, Larry,
you
in Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota just emailed in. That guy, Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota.
Hey, the egret.
The guy that
the egret stamps. He sent us the egret stamps.
That's right. So he's digging it. Something about. Something about Gate Mouth Brown and down at his place down in New Orleans and the whole problem about it. Yeah, I know. It's one tragedy after another here with the hurricanes and the deaths and the.
Now, what was the one this week? I'm not
Baker,
sure.
Baker Knight. He's a songwriter and he wrote all kinds of rockabilly. He wrote stuff for Elvis and Ricky Nelson and all these guys.
Oh, didn't some guy named Johnny Rocket who was on Saturday Night Live? He killed himself right here in where we are in Connecticut.
You mean the guy that used the F word on the air?
Yeah, that guy.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He committed suicide?
Yeah, he cut his own throat. Like, slashed his own throat in the woods in Connecticut.
Like this week?
Yeah.
Get it. He did not.
He did too.
Now quit adding stuff. You're adding to my blues
his
here.
His name is Johnny Rocket or Bobby Rocket.
Yeah, I know who he
is. He also went with like Bobby Good Guy. He had all these aliases. It was weird.
But, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he was found, and they said nothing suspicious at all. Just he cut his own throat in the woods.
Oh, wow. What a way to go.
Yeah.
All right. Now, listen.
Come on. I thought you were going to have a Johnny Rocket show tonight.
I don't got a Johnny Rocket. he couldn't sing.
I don't even
sing.
Know if that's his name. I know his last name is Rocket, but it might be Bobby Rocket. I don't know.
He couldn't sing. You know, he had that whole thing going with the laryngectomy and all. What do you call it?
Who?
The guy that slit his throat.
Well, after he did that, of course he couldn't say.
Now, listen, we got to move on because of this. We're trying to pay tribute to Baker Knight, and I don't know if we're going to get through it all now. It all started because this guy named King David, King David McKenzie, emailed in and said, you know, Baker Knight passed away, he says, so why don't you play that song by the Sugar Bears? And I said, what the hell are you talking about? Quit wasting my time. And then he said, no. That song by the Sugar Bears was written by Baker Knight. I said, yeah, I should have known. Right, okay? Right. Produced by Jimmy Bowen. You know, I'm sticking with you.
Okay.
Okay, it's produced on the Big Tree Records label. Now, out of the early 70s. Now, let's check. It's going to be a little sugary. It's the frosted sugar crisp sounds of the Sugar Bears off the Big Tree Records label tonight, man. Dig it!
I got a feeling for you that I just can't hide anymore. Nobody else in the world ever made me feel this way before. I've been afraid to show. Spend
zodiac sign for tonight is Libra.
Yes. Libra is the sign for people born between September 23rd and October 22nd. Men born under this sign talk a lot and go around weighing things. They are called Librans. Women born under this sign are very quiet and go around reading books. They are called Librarians.
Kids in trouble. Whom do they turn to?
Jim E. Knight.
What happened?
It's Biker Knight. He's been kidnapped. He's in big trouble, Jim.
I'm a misfit. I'm a misfit. Well, I don't smile much and I don't tell jokes. I don't get along with too many folks. I ain't never got a dollar cause I'm always broken. I'm a misfit. Well, my shoes ain't shined and my pants are torn. The suit don't fit and the collar's worn. And I've been this way since the day I was born, cause I'm a misfit. Yeah, I'm a misfit. Well, I've learned how to cry and walk the floor. The sun never shines in my front door. But I don't even care no more, cause I can't find what I'm looking for. Well, I've had pretty women to turn me down. They don't want me to hang around. And it seems like I'm always leaving town, cause I'm a misfit. You know, I write no letters and I get no mail. I hope that I never wind up in jail, cause I got nobody to go my bail. I'm a misfit. Well, I wish somebody would understand and lend a little old helping hand, cause things ain't working out like I planned. I'm a misfit. Yeah, I'm a misfit. Oh, I'm a misfit. Yeah, I'm a misfit.
You make that up right out of your head.
Yeah, sorta.
I swear, Baker, you're something else.
Honey, one of these days I'm gonna sing my way right off into that big time.
When's that gonna be, Baker?
Soon. Real soon. Just don't rush me. That Baker's gonna be on his way before you know it.
Now look, we didn't go out to spend the evening talking about Baker Knight.
Kiss you just right. So baby, won't you please be just a little nicer to me? And don't be nervous at a time like this. Love is something that we don't want to miss. Well, let me thrill to your touch, because I love you so much. I ought to know how I care. So baby, won't you be fair? Don't fight. Everything's gonna be alright. Honey, won't you hear my plea? Yeah. Cut it out real close to me. I wanna know what do you think. So if you love me, just wait. Oh, I got a feeling that you could really go for me too. So don't be nervous. Baby, let's don't fight. Everything's gonna be alright. Honey, won't you hear my plea? Yeah. Cut it out real close to me. I wanna know what you think. So if you love me, just wait. Oh, I got a feeling that you could really go for me too. So don't be nervous at a time like this. Relax now, baby.
Yeah, man. Well, there he is, you know. Once again, Baker Knight, this time off the Coral Records label. Hey, just relax, you know. And before that, of course, it was Misfit from Baker Knight.
I finally put two and two together.
You're putting two. Why? What'd you do?
All right. Now, we had who? Bob Denver.
Yeah.
And who was before that?
Keep doing. Well, Bob Denver was first. Don Adams. Don Adams was second. Yeah.
Right. And now we have Baker Knight.
Right.
What you're doing is you're stretching it now into your friends and relatives. You know, like, if you were here, Baker Knight. We're hearing all these little vignettes, these little things about, ooh, Jimmy, who are you going to call when you're in trouble? Ooh, Jimmy.
No.
And then we hear, you're not going to spend the whole night talking about Baker Knight.
No.
Right?
No.
Now, just because somebody that's related to you in your distant past.
If you were here at the top of the hour, Doc, we've already covered this. No relation. I spell my name.
You can tell the people anything you want. I'm telling the people the truth. You see, when I get here, the truth must come out.
N-I-G-H-T. He spells it K-N-I-G-H-T.
That's because of the big argument you guys had like 20 years ago.
No, man. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, he's no relation of mine. All right? No kin of mine.
No silent K is going to fool me.
No. Hey. speaking of silent Ks, Doc. The thing about Baker Knight is that if you read the obituaries for this guy,
right?
Most of them, because they're all the same, you know, off the AP wire there, they said after a successful songwriting career in the 50s and the 60s there, somewhere in the mid-late 60s, he moved to Hollywood, California for a Hollywood movie role that never developed.
Oh.
Now, that's a quote from his obituary. He moved to Hollywood for a movie role which never developed.
No, is that the fountain of misinformation?
That is not true, folks, because we have a copy of this movie. It's just that it's so embarrassing, nobody wants to talk about it. The movie was called Swamp Country. It came out in 1966. We kicked off the show tonight with the title track from that show, from that movie, Swamp Country. Starring Baker Knight, and we just heard Misfit. You know, I'm a misfit. I'm kind of like Johnny Cash. You know, he's saying because that's what he was going for.
Right.
That's from the movie. Every time someone gets in trouble in this Swamp Country movie, like they're falling in the quicksand or they're dying, he doesn't like go to help them. He gets out his guitar and he goes, "Well, I know just how you feel. Let me give you one like this." And he starts playing and he starts singing a tune about it. Anyway, before that, it was the Sugar Bears and David, good old King David, King David McKenzie. By the way, King David McKenzie does this show, and I haven't had a time to check it out completely in its entirety. What is this show? Echoes of a Century. Folks, here's what you do. You get on the Google there. Type in your Google search engine. You know what I mean? And type in Echoes of a Century. It's a radio program that he puts together, which is fantastic collections and informations on old radio theater, radio shows, classic radio stuff, and a lot of radio actors from the day. It's good stuff, and he just got in touch with us because he digs the Lost Discs radio show on some of the archives that we run. And folks, you get on the computer while you're at it, you go to our website, lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. And now what's this about the website being down? Rabbit Shoe says it's down. Eight there, dude. Lost Discs Radio Show. Lost Discs. Now you got the thing wrong. It is, you have to put lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. Okay? Rabishu just emailed in and said that he tried to go to the website and it didn't work for him, but that's because he just typed in lostdiscsradio.tripod. Okay, you gotta put the word show in there, and you've gotta spell the word discs with a C.
You know what?
Okay,
just
so
type
go
in Dr. Doc Brown and see what happens. I'll bet then our website
all right,
will come up.
All right, smart ass. All right, next. Anyways, oh, by the way, checking in on the email, dig this action. All right, first of all, we've just heard from Brian in Iowa. Looks like Brian in Clinton, Iowa, all right off the Mississippi River there. And, of course, we talked about Larry in South St. Paul. And did it do Cosmic Debris? Oh, I talked about Cosmic Debris. Hey, here it is from – oh, my gosh. Here it is from Cracker. Now, Cracker emails in. And he says, you know what you got to do, man? You got to join up on that Church of the Subgenius because the Hour of Slack is coming to you tomorrow night, Saturday night, folks. Get on board with it on 7415 kilohertz on your shortwave. 8 p.m. Eastern. That's 8 o'clock Eastern time zone. The Church of the Subgenius will be bringing you the Hour of Slack in that 8 o'clock time slot from now on. All right. Now, here's the excitement about Baker Knight, because, see, it's not over. We're halfway through the show, but it's still not over. Off the Reprise Records label now, after he did this horrible B-movie in 1966.
It's called Swamp.
What's it called? Swamp.
It's Swamp. I'm sorry. I'm cleaning up a mess.
Yeah. what did you do in your something about your pants?
No.
What did you say?
I said it was nothing.
All right, Doc. Did you know that?
Warning: this is swamp country.
Okay, Doc. In 1967, you know what Baker Knight did? He dropped.
He OD'd?
No, he dropped. Yes, he dropped acid. He took some LSD and he went psychedelic, just like everybody. Now we've heard all the rockabilly action, but who knew that in 67 Baker Knight would get a major label deal with, again, with Jimmy Bowen producing, okay?
After he went on the hallucinogens.
Exactly, because that's the title of the track.
That's because his movie career didn't work out in Hollywood. This thing wasn't filmed in Hollywood. It was filmed in, like, Mississippi.
It was filmed, no, that's Swamp Country. You're right. It was filmed on location in the Okefenokee Swamp.
Right.
That's no joke.
No, it isn't. I read the liner notes, too.
Well then, all right. So after a failure like that,
uh-huh,
the only thing you could do is, you know, well, the only thing you could do in 1967 is, you know, drop a little acid, get yourself a bag of marijuana, right? Head off into the studio and see what happens. And this is what happens.
Hallucinations.
The incredible sound of Baker Knight with Hallucinations. Exclusively tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
Side calling me. I hasten to your side, although my heart is full of fear. I reach for you and then you disappear. Hallucinations, they are driving me insane. Hallucinations, something's pounding in my brain. Girl, I can't believe that you don't care. Everywhere I go, I see you standing there. And every night I lie awake in hope for real. All at once your mind again, or so it seems. You're standing there before me, saying everything's alright.
Smoking these narcotic cigarettes.
Why do people drink alcohol?
It's the same reason.
It's just a big ping pong table, you know? I mean, you say, why do we do this? And we say, why do you do this? You know, we don't agree.
Well,
you're the mess, you know, and we're trying to change it.
What are you trying to change it to, though? What are your principles, or do you have any?
We're not trying to change anything. We're just trying to be ourselves, man, to be what we want to be and do what we think is right.
Why don't you go out in the desert somewhere where it's clean and healthy instead of dirty up a community?
We're not dirtying up any community.
Lost Discs Radio.
Grass smokers.
Oh, I'm a happy hippie, taking a little trippy, driving on.
All right, boy, pull over, boy. Oh, you're in big trouble, boy. I got you clocked doing better than 80 miles an hour, boy.
Man, that's impossible. I haven't even been out an hour.
Don't you give me none of that blabby mouth, long-haired hippie, Yankee sass, boy. Oh, let me see your driver's license.
Well, whatever's right, here you are, Dad.
Don't play tomfool with me, boy. That ain't no driver's license.
Oh, that's the menu from Alice's restaurant.
Yeah, whip out that real driver's license here. You ever been in trouble with the law, boy?
Well, I was busted once.
You was what?
I was busted. I was incarcerated.
Don't play none of that Yankee
trap. I was arrested, man.
Well, all right, now we're getting somewhere.
But it was a bum rap.
It was, yeah, they all say that, bum rap. What was it, boy?
Some cat from the CIA planted some grass on me, man. I didn't even know I was carrying it around.
Now we're getting somewhere. How much did they find on you, boy?
300 pounds.
You trying to tell me that you going around carrying 300 pounds of hay and you didn't know you got it on you, boy?
Grass, man, grass.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, well, man,
when you find all that junk on you, boy, I hope you turn yourself in.
Yeah, well, you're close.
You making fun of me, boy? That's some kind of inside hippie joke.
No, man. Hey, I found my license, man. It was freaking out behind my Timothy Leary Trip of the Month card.
The who card, boy?
Timothy Leary. Ain't you ever heard of him?
No, what's
he's
he
our ambassador.
To where?
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. I don't know, but I know where you're going, boy, and ain't going to take you long to get there, neither.
How long?
That like that.
Dynamite. Lay some on me.
I'm calling in. I'm calling. You stay right there. What's your name, boy?
Nine. Claude Nine.
You just stay right where you are. What you doing down this part of the country anyway, boy?
Oh, well, man, I'm just down here looking for my head.
You think your head down this part of the country?
Well, it might be. You never can
tell. You keep being blabbermouth and sassy with me. You're going to be here when you leave, too. You just sit right there, boy.
Oh, man.
Car Nine, come. Yeah, hello, yeah, 10-4. Yeah, I found me one of them long-haired, blabby-mouthed, sassy Yankee hippies out here. Yeah, his eyes all glazed over, running around, playing tomfool, looking for his head. No, there ain't been no accident. Yeah, no, he crazy, all right. Name it Nine. Cloud Nine.
Claude, man.
Hush your blabby Yankee mouth, boy. Oh, yeah. I'm talking to the judge. The judge don't cotton to no Yankee hippies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hold it, Judge. I got him red-handed, I believe, here. Let me check out the evidence. We'll wrap this thing up. What you smoking there, boy? Give me that thing, boy.
Can you dig it?
Dig you later, Judge. Right on, boy. Careful now, you hear?
Baker Knight.
Now look, we didn't go out to spend the evening talking about Baker Knight. Get off of it, will you?
Just don't rush me. Old Baker's gonna be on his way before you know it.
And the beat goes on.
Things ain't working out like I planned. Things ain't working out like I planned.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it.
When I argued with my baby, it wasn't much the way it seemed. Forgive me, pretty baby. Just this time it is. if you do. Yeah, I'm fucking a pretty baby. Not this time, and if you do, next time I have another dream, it will be a dream of you. Oh, go let go. Yeah. I said I love you, love it, love it. Jelly bean. Yeah, what you said, cabbage head. Did you mean jelly bean? What you said, cabbage head. If I thought it wasn't true, though I'd hit you in the head. Did you mean jelly bean? What you said, cabbage head. Did you mean jelly bean? What you said, cabbage head.
Hi, this is Buster here from the one-stop shop and drop market with a special, special. It's dollar days here at one-stop shop and drop market. Yeah, October 30th is a special time of year. You know what tonight is. Right. Well, here at one-stop shop and drop market, we have a baker's dozen of eggs, $1, an 18-pack of double-ply toilet paper. This isn't the stuff you find in the bathroom at the dorm. This is a real double-ply Cottonelle thing there. $1 for an 18-pack. You talking about a brick of soap? A brick of soap. That's 8 bars of soap. No joke. $1.
What?
Yeah. You know the barber salt, the stuff when you're shaving? Not the stuff that burns, the stuff that goes down nice and good and it kind of makes it easy to write up. Anyway, that's a 4-pack of barber salt. $1! We got a half a dozen of easy fried chickens. Who knows what you're going to use those for, but a half a dozen of them, $1! And for those of you out there in Western Pennsylvania, we got half shucked corn. A double pound. That's 2 pounds of half-shucked corns. We got people that are on the tic-tacky, the corn people, the hell-bent mischief mongers. It's all about tonight. $1.
Where?
That's a one-stop shop and drop market in South Hole. Don't go too crazy, folks.
The Lost Discs Radio Show.
Well, if you can't rob me, I'll find me somebody who can. Well, if you can't rob me, I'll find me somebody who can. I'll get me another woman. You can find another man. Every time we hear a rock and roll band. Every time we hear a rock and roll band. All you wanna do, baby, is hold my hand. Hang around, baby, and give me just a little more time. Hang around, baby, and give me just a little more time. Got to be women, I can't make up my mind.
Well, one thing I'm really for is lonely, and the one thing only that I want you to know, and if you get around me, I'll
Discs Radio.
You may faint. You may be shocked. You may cry.
I keep a closest watch on this tide of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the ties that bind. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. A close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the ties that bind. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine.
All right. Is that song over yet? Is it? J.P. Morgan. Yes, J.P. Morgan. Yes, you know her from The Gong Show, ladies and gentlemen. But there she is off the MGM Records label with the Johnny Cash standard. And before that, of course, it was The Strikes from the Imperial Records label. If You Can't Rock Me, man, out of 1957. Before that, of course, Joe Clay off the RCA label. Hey, what did you mean, Jelly Bean?
Where am I? There
and
I am.
All that action. And before that, you know, Hudson and Landry with The Hippie and the Redneck. You know, with all that stuff, because before that, we were listening to our last in our series of Baker Knight stuff, where he was forsaking all the rockabilly action, and he was going psychedelic, man, expanding his consciousness, man. What's up, Doc, man?
Joe Clay.
Yeah, Joe Clay, man.
Right, that's a cool name.
Oh, my God.
No, the only reason is I happened to walk by somebody that I know, an old acquaintance of mine.
You did.
Today, yeah.
Yeah.
And I never called him this before because his name was actually Clayton. But I walked by him and I was like, hey, Clay.
I know who you mean.
Right. And I said, hey, Clay.
Yeah.
And because he has an afro now and he was wearing a hat. And
he does not.
Yeah,
have
and it
an
was.
Afro.
He does. And it was. And the hat was stuck to the side of his head. The hat was like this. Like in the afro.
So your old buddy Clay now sporting an afro.
Oh yeah. Well, I always knew him as Clayton, but when I saw him, he had the afro on. I was like, we're both like jiving, walking down the hallway, and it was like, hey Clay,
hey Clay, yeah.
Like, hey.
Suddenly you don't. Right. Suddenly you're someplace where you don't want to be.
Right.
Or
exactly.
Or maybe someplace you've never been before.
Exactly. Like,
hey,
you can just hear the jive music in the background. Everything.
Speaking of jive music, man, I've been meaning to give this out. I should give this out earlier in the show because by the end of the show, some people they lose the propagation of their shortwave signal. I want more people to contact us through the P.O. box, you know, the analog mail. We get lots of nice emails in from people, but we want some more analog mail. So give them the P.O. box address, Doc, and make it snappy, you know, because we're running short on time.
P.O. box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, USA, 06473.
Okay. Now,
Oh, yeah, Lost Discs Radio.
Okay.
157, that's all you got to remember.
Okay, now,
you,
now write it
writing
down.
It, you got to remember, it's a post office box.
I'm going to say it again. Write this down.
157-06473. That's the most important part.
Okay, P.O. Box. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. 157.
Yeah.
And people should be writing this down. North Haven.
Connecticut.
Connecticut. You know?
06473.
06473. We're in the USA.
You know what? Just try doing this. Try writing P.O. Box 157-06473 and see if it gets here.
See what happens.
That'll be fun.
And we'll shout back to you. No, we'll shout back to you on the QSL cards that way, especially, because that's the way it used to be done. We're going to keep things moving here a little bit on our sort of, I guess, some rockabilly action tonight with a little bit of Joe Griffith action, man, off the Real Foot Records label. He's out of Texas,
well,
man.
Well, where are those crazy sack dresses?
Baggy.
Baggy sack dresses.
Slouchy.
Slouchy sack dresses.
They sure are sight to see. Well, well, they sure are sight to see.
Well, well.
I'm thinking about a baby that's mighty cute. She wore tight sweaters and a tailored suit. Why would a gal that looks keen cover up a rock and roll machine with
crazy sack dresses?
Baggy.
Baggy sack dresses.
Slouchy.
Slouchy sack dresses.
They sure are sight to see. Well, well, they sure are sight to see.
Well, well.
Well, of those crazy sack dresses,
baggy sack dresses,
slouchy
sack dresses,
they sure are sight to see. Well, well, they sure are sight to see.
Well, well,
she has blonde hair and her eyes are blue. The cutest little thing, I'm telling you. Makes cold chills run down my spine. See, a little girl could dress so fine in
baggy sack dresses. Baggy sack dresses.
Slouchy.
Slouchy sack dresses.
They sure are sight to see. Well, well, they sure are sight to see.
Well, well, those crazy sack dresses.
Baggy.
Baggy sack dresses.
Slouchy.
Slouchy sack dresses.
They sure are sight to see. Well, well, they sure are sight to see.
Well,
well, they sure are sight to see.
Lost Discs Radio.
Come on, man.
Hi, it's Buster here with Halloween safety tip number one. All little kiddies love to do the trick-or-treating with the goodies, but such things as pins, needles, razor blades, rusty nails, spoons, knives, forks, and shards of glass will represent an infection hazard. So before you let your little kiddies munch on some kiwis, let your ginsu do the walking and slice that little baby up.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions.
All right, just wait a minute. Now, nobody is trying to legislate or dictate your private morals. Even if we wanted to, I don't think we could.
Shame on you.
Just keep saying it. Say it again. Say it over and over. Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. Sure enough, it's what's his name? It's Gene Summers off of the Jan Records label. Man, we're spinning. Hey, yeah, sure. Go ahead. Buy the compilation. Buy the Rockabilly compilation and play the CD, man. Whatever. We got the original 45 RPM. Got a lot of that. We do here at the Lost Discs Radio Show, man. Dr. Doc Brown would like to say something before the show is out.
Right. Well, hey, I'm really excited tonight that you let some of your family members into it. We've learned also on the side. You know what happens when
there's no relation.
When we start playing records, we actually talk on the side about stuff. I never realized you were also related to Christopher Knight from the Brady Bunch.
You know.
And the distant cousin of your uncle, Buster Knight, or whatever his name was,
yeah.
That was just you were playing the tribute to tonight. It's great. It's all in the Knight family. Silent Ends, you know, whatever.
Are you claiming nepotism, Doc? Is that what you're upset about? Because if that's what you're upset about, let's just talk about your ties to that guy in Back to the Future.
I had nothing to do with that corpse.
What about that guy in Back to the Future? Isn't his name Doc Brown?
Who?
Now, come on, who's that? Aren't you tied in with that somehow?
The guy was copying me.
Are you in with what's his name?
That's only a movie. That's fake. These people are real, like Peter Brady, Christopher Knight.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've done what we could tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show to pay tribute to Baker Knight.
My sombrero.
What the hell was that? be in touch with us, as always, on the email, lost at wbcq.us. In the post office box, once again, Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473.
USA.
USA. Hey, we'll be in touch with you next week for some kind of Halloween stuff, I guess. Maybe some action. Man, I hope to dig it live over WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA.